Here with me in this interview is Tom Brown, who is a member of the United Soybean Board, and he's a soybean grower from the state of Ohio. And Tom, here at this Department of Defense Biobased Products event, tell me a little bit about what the procurement officers can expect to find from the soybean growers.
Well, I think if buyers come here, you know, we have, of course, biodiesel, different lubricants for different applications. They spoke about using paint strippers on submarines where it eliminates the noxious fumes and lots of other uses also.
What would you most like these people to know about the types of products that are being developed by our soybean industry?
Well, I think one thing that we try to do is make the products so their cost is within their range that they can be used, available, and they also have to be able to perform, which a lot of these products do.
What are some of the types of products on display here at this event that are soy-based?
Well, we have some soy solvents. We have, of course, biodiesel. It's not on display here, but I think everybody knows that that's readily available. And paint strippers is another one. And there's different cleaners applications that we can use for cleaning floors and stripping them down. So,
what else would you like people to know about the efforts of the United Soybean Board in helping bring new bio-based products to market?
Well, I think the main point that the United Soybean Board would like to get across is that the soy-based products or bio-based products are very environmentally friendly. And they can accomplish, you know, a lot of goals and make us a more environmentally friendly country.
Thank you very much. That's Tom Brown, who is a member of the United Soybean Board. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.